USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A new study says COVID-19 vaccines help prevent breakthrough infections, even among those who are immune compromised. Epidemiologist Dr. Jing Sun of Johns Hopkins University studied the records of 660,000 people who received at least one dose of the vaccine through the middle of September. The study showed breakthrough infections after full vaccination were found most in older people and women. Those with immunocompromising conditions were not found to have higher rates of breakthrough infections as well. Passengers across the country are experiencing flight cancellations and delays amid a holiday busy travel season. Another 2,200 flights were canceled, with nearly 700 of them within the United States or out of the United States. More than 2,000 have been delayed. USA Radio News.
There are many things to think about if you are buying a home or refinancing your present one.
Like, what's better, a direct lender or a mortgage broker? We like to think that a direct lender like Fellowship Home Loans is best.
As a direct lender, there is no middleman and endless requests for more documents. This could save you time and impact your terms and rates.
As a direct lender, Fellowship Home Loans can often close your loan in less than 3 weeks. Let's talk about it at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283 or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Regardless of your needs, Fellowship Home Loans wants to be your go-to source for home loans. Talk to a person, not a machine, at 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Home is actually our middle name, Fellowship Home Loans.
Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Intrevo is a tech company helping to provide rapid testing for COVID-19. Founder and CEO Ron Gutman joins Fox Business and says his company was able to track the trajectory of the virus and ramp up production of tests in time for the spread of the Omicron variant.
When other people ramped down production and closed factories, we actually increased it, doubled down in technology. We really build a technology platform and continuing to ramp up production right now in multiple facilities here in the United States, where actually our tests are made here in the United States and are available to people.
President Biden says his administration plans to roll out 500 million at-home rapid test kits to whoever wants one starting in January. Kim Jong-un is holding meetings in North Korea. Kim has used the meetings in the past to make announcements about policy for the isolated nation. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The Lake Tahoe region of California is still in the dark due to a winter storm blasting through the area. Among the hardest hits is Nevada County, which includes a tourist destination of Truckee. More than 90,000 are still without power statewide.
We're seeing tons of snow, downed trees, lots of road closures. So this all makes it very challenging for us to reach the locations where we need to make repairs.
PG&E's Megan McFarland. The founder of the 1619 Project is speaking out again regarding parents and their children's education.
Nicole Hannah-Jones, creator of the 1619 Project, says parents should not be involved in their children's education. As outrageous as that sounds, she tells NBC News what the 1619 Project is all about.
The 1619 Project is a book now. It began as a magazine and a special section of the New York Times. And what it is, it marks the advent of African slavery in the original 13 colonies. So 1619 is the year the first Africans were sold into slavery in Virginia.
It should be noted, in 1619, British citizens on British ships were bringing the slaves to America. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The first of five bowl games on this Tuesday has gone final, with Houston defeating Auburn in the Ticket Smarter Birmingham Bowl 17-13. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.